going to begin back here, right here. Yes.
Hi, Abraham. There seem to be some relationships where you dearly love the person and you are actually in agreement with a particular subject that's being discussed, but because of the way the communication happens with certain people, it is as if you're almost speaking foreign languages, and it appears as if you're not on the same page with that particular topic. And I'm really desiring to improve that with someone that I'm very close to. When we're communicating, it just seems like I think we're saying the same thing, but we upset each other because it's not coming through clearly.
Well, here's the thing that you have to always remember. No matter who you're looking at, there are aspects of them that you could look at which would cause you to disconnect or widen your gap, and there are aspects of them that could cause you to close your gap. That's why we said earlier, what is it that I'm thinking about you that has me not being who I really am? So okay. Mm-hmm. If you let them get your goat, in other words, if you focus in a way that gets you disconnected, now you can't communicate because you've got split energies going on. But if you maintain your connection with who you are, no matter what they're saying or what they're believing, now you're offering this aligned energy, and what you say makes more sense. And whether they go along with it or not, you don't feel the discord, because it's never, this is the thing that we so want you to hear, it's never them not understanding or them not agreeing with you that is the problem. It's you letting what they think separating you so you're not in agreement with you that is the problem. Don't you love that?
That is so right.
Haven't you noticed that when you really know something and somebody else doesn't know it, you don't mind them not knowing it? In fact, you're sort of almost amused by them not knowing it. You're thinking, well, I know it, and pretty soon you'll know it, and words don't teach anyway, so it's enough for me to know it. But if them not knowing it causes you to question or doubt it and not know it, now you're separated, and that's why so many people are so offended when you don't agree with their religion. If they knew their religion, they wouldn't be offended by your not knowing it. But the reason they're so offended is because your doubt makes them doubt. And it's their split energy that's making them mad at you, mad enough that they need to kill you. You've made me doubt my religion, so you must die. And I will not be able to not doubt my religion until all the doubters are dead. And we say, when you know something, you don't need anybody else to know it. You know it. It's your alignment with Source.
That really clarifies a lot for me.
So if you find yourself having a hard time communicating with someone, say to them, I'm not being clear. And before they protest, say, and I don't mean I'm not being clear with my words. I mean, this conversation has got me thinking in opposite places. And then say to them, thank you, because in this contrast, I'm getting clearer about what I'm reaching for. And then end the conversation. Never proceed with a conversation that is off on the wrong foot. When you take action before you've lined up energy, there's not enough action in the world to make the difference. You can't find the words. But when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, you're inspired to the perfect words. A teacher is only as effective as his ability to understand where his student is. So a communicator is only as effective as her ability to understand where the person is that you're trying to communicate with. If you're over here with all the knowledge in the world and you're trying to talk to somebody who's nowhere near it, and you're talking over here and they're over here, they're not hearing you anyway. In other words, that's like 6:30 a.m. and 98.7 FM. The frequencies aren't matching up. Nobody's getting anything about it. And so you must understand where your student is or where the person you're communicating is, and then you get closer to them so that you can call them closer to where you want to be. But then you don't want to do that often, because then you say, well, here I am over here in my clarity, and here they are over there in their confusion. So I'll just go over here. Oh, now I'm confused. Uh-huh. And we say, should have stayed over there in your clarity. Yeah. You say, yeah. But they couldn't hear me, so I thought I'd just go get them. And we say, looks like they got you. Mm-hmm. the most important thing to remember is stay tuned in, tapped in, turned on. It's not your job to teach anybody else anything. Life will teach them. Teach to the clarity of your example. If you're having a hard time communicating with someone, don't communicate with them. It's a waste of words anyway. Just stay over here, and if they catch up with you, they'll come over and you'll have a nice conversation. If they don't, they'll go away. And somebody who's up to speed with you will come over and you'll have a nice conversation. But stop trying to convince people against their will. It is vibrationally impossible.
Thank you.
That was good.
That was really good.